This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Alex Simmons, Memphis women's basketball coach, going to join us at 1:30 or so to talk about National Girls and Women in Sports Day.
There you go. Good job. Yes, the Memphis Athletic Department and 901 Women celebrating.
Obviously, you know, I have a daughter of my
own. Yeah, you remember your girl dad.
She plays soccer. So, you know, I mean, I'm using it all extremely loosely. It's not like she's, you know, Mia Hamm here or anything like that. But, you know, she does it. She does that activity. So, you know, I don't know. Who knows? My daughter may get into it. She may not. I don't know. You know, you never know with what chart your kid will take. You know, CJ is a real athlete, right? I mean, he's got his team. He's got... You know, he's playing AAU, you know. Are y'all traveling yet, by the way? A little bit, right? Not a lot.
We've done that, and we may do it again.
Right.
But right now, we need to stay home and work on fundamentals.
Right. But obviously, that's where that's going.
Well, that's a father who's got his head on straight.
Right? Yeah. But y'all will, I mean, when he gets
only
to that age.
Only if he gets good enough. Only. I mean, we keep it realistic around here.
Yeah. I mean, I can't, Dominic just did his, 1-year-old pictures today, you know, where they get the cake and stuff and they make a big mess, you know, which you'll love those. Stay tuned for those. But yes, I don't know. I don't know what the future will hold for Riley. But obviously, you know, the importance of, Title IX and investing in women's sports and championing women's sports is needless to say, very important in our society.
Super important.
And, you know, I mean, it's become, you know, a lot more in the forefront, especially, you know, the last year or so, because it does feel like, you know, we saw in the WNBA, at the WNBA level, just a rise in attendance and popularity and viewership and all those things, right? And look, a big part of that was... You know, the arrival of Caitlin Clark. There's no question about that. You know, maybe Jason wants to argue about it.
No.
That's not the
She's definitely part of the rise of, it's not just basketball, though. It's women's sports being televised more. That's been aligned with this and certainly helped spur it and push it. Nebraska volleyball, John, on the football field, the Caitlin Clark effect. NCAA Women's Final Four, a lot of that, Caitlin, 18.9 million viewers in 2024.
Yep.
I mean, that's, you know, everything's going up, up, up. We know the popularity of the G League and everything it did, the WNBA.
Yeah.
And, it's a good time right now.
So I was
women's sports.
I guess Caitlin Clark's jersey got retired like this last
that
weekend
I'm not aware
or
of.
At Iowa. And I didn't realize this. They're going to play, the Indiana Fever's going to play a game at you know, in Iowa, you know, at the home arena where Caitlin Clark played her college basketball. So that I thought that was really interesting that they're going to go, you know, to a completely different state, you know, basically play a home game because Caitlin Clark. So that'll be a scene. I'm sure you'll be there for that one. just to, you know, celebrate that moment, you know, or will you be in Miami with Unrivaled, with Angel?
I haven't planned that far ahead yet.
Okay. Unrivaled is another one. That one popped up. You know, we got the we got you know, tons of WNBA players. Now they don't have to go overseas, you know, in the off season, right, to continue to make good money. They can do it as part of Unrivaled, you know, which is televised on, you know, Max and things like that. So anyway, we'll talk to Alex Simmons about all that, Pat Summitt, her season, and more in just a little bit. As of now, what are we doing? We're watching. We're monitoring. We're monitoring what are the Grizzlies going to do, if anything, at the trade deadline. I feel like this is just kind of what we do. You know, every year we watch, we watch, we watch.
Again, it seems unlikely at this point. And if it's anything, it's a money move for the Grizzlies just in terms of dumping off Marcus Smart. But I would tell you, again, Drew laid it out. There's no urgency to do that. You still haven't seen him in the playoffs. And, yeah, you feel good about Jalen. You like having Vince Williams back and certainly GG looking good. But those guys haven't been in the playoffs either. That's the one thing Marcus Smart can bring to the table that those guys cannot. Even, you know, obviously, you know, with the assumption that he's going to round himself into shape by the time we get to the playoffs. Again, I will tell you, every time Marcus Smart comes back from these layoffs, looks a little bad that first time out, and last night certainly did. I would like to see it. Mm-hmm. If it's just that, if it's just coming down to whether or not you get off the money, no, I'd rather see him in the playoffs. It doesn't seem that it's not urgent at this point because he's only got the one more year. And so, you know, why not have that option if you can? Because, again, you know, if you've got Jalen Wells out there starting, like Drew said, might very well happen because of how well he's playing with Zach Edey, it's still, while you feel good about him, it's still rookies starting in the playoffs. We know, too, it's an entirely different level. Those guys can be told that by Jaren Jackson, Ja Morant, Desmond Bane all day long. Taylor Jenkins can tell them that. Until they're in it, and that number one pace in the lead that they've been playing all year is slowing way down because the game does in the playoffs, you don't know.
Right.
You know, you don't know how real that next level up is.
Yeah.
So, again, that's why I like, again, the idea of having the option of Marcus Smart, who does know that level.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And I think that's the challenge that you have to weigh all those different things. Because, look, I mean, is there a scenario where Marcus Smart can help you in the playoffs if he's available and if he is?
You can't rule it out, like Drew said.
Yeah, you can't rule it out. But I just think I've been so poisoned by it because I just never and I could be totally wrong. Like I reserve the right to be wrong on this. I just never got the sense from him that he was 10 toes down with Memphis, that he was locked in Memphis, that he was excited about the move. I just never felt he got over the Boston thing.
Let me just throw this at you. Again, this is assuming he doesn't get traded here before 2 o'clock. But let's just say Marcus Smart's watching this year, and he sees something a lot different than what he went through last year. Now, a lot of that, Marcus Smart couldn't play last year in that mess, but last year was a mess. It didn't resemble anything like where he'd been. Oh, by the way, Boston goes and wins a title. How about how this looks? Marcus Smart has been in the huddles. Even when injured here, has been in these huddles that of late have been really good huddles. Obviously, you're winning 10 of 11.
Yep.
But the point is, don't you think he sees something different and sees a West that's wide open where you got a lot of young teams that don't have playoff experience? My point, John, is this. Maybe from a mindset standpoint, a locked-in standpoint, you see something different now that, hey, man, you a long way from Boston now, so you got to get over that.
No doubt.
We're past last year and them winning. Now, frankly, you're better off. You're in a situation where you're on a playoff, not just a playoff team, but a true contender. It looks like in the West, bro. If there's any lock in left in Marcus Smart's career, why not do it right now with Jaren Jackson Jr., an All Star playing the best basketball of his career, and oh by the way, Ja Morant's coming back into his own. Like, it's time to get locked in. And my guess is, he sees something he likes and probably thinks he can contribute to.
Yeah.
Because so much of it, again, doesn't have playoff experience, even though it looks so good.
Yeah, look, I think that's...
If he doesn't buy in now, on point, yeah, you're right. Yeah, why didn't you move on earlier?
But haven't you gotten that feeling from him, though?
But what I just explained to you, yeah, sure, that's been there, but we've seen him locked in before he got hurt last year. It was 3 straight to 21. I think it's very easily explained, bro. Last year was a mess.
Yeah, last year was a mess. And this year for him has been a mess.
I couldn't fault you for not being locked in last year. I mean, what are we talking about here? And you get traded away from a team that won a champion. My point is you can understand him maybe not being as locked in. What I can understand is you not getting a locked in Marcus Smart now, John. You get back from injury. This team's a contender. And frankly, it probably could move on without you.
Yeah.
And so that says now I got to prove something. I mean, at some point, dude, the competitive nature kicks in, the pride kicks in. I would think he'd want to be a part of this, you know, once we're past deadline here.
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, he came into the Grizzlies season out of shape, right? Like, that was the other thing. He started the season, he was not in shape when the season started. And then, you know, I don't remember exactly which game it was. It was the Mavericks game. The Mavericks game that Marcus Smart kind of lost you with that bad save, and then he had a bad foul. You know, like I just never have been a fan really of the experience. Now, again, it's been a small sample, so I'm open to the possibility that he's better than what he's shown. But if I have a deal, I'm taking the deal. May not have a deal, so it may be moot. And then how long am I locked into him for? One more year? Or is this it?
Or you can move. You don't have to. It's not locked in all year next year. You can move off of him next year.
Right.
You know?
Right. You could absolutely, you know, do something at the deadline. Yeah.
Makes even more sense for it's not worth. And if there's no urgency due to the money, and there's apparently not.
Right.
May as well see.
Yeah.
Now, we might get what you think. Your doubts may come to fruition that it doesn't make a hill of beans difference, and you're better off with Jalen Wells and Vince Williams out there.
Yes, but I would also, I mean, the good news for the Grizzlies is that, like, the stakes aren't really that high with him. Like, when this deal got made, you know, last summer or whenever, 2 summers ago, whatever it was, like, people kind of interpreted it as, oh, man, like, this is a high stakes, high implications, high leverage deal. And maybe at the time it was supposed to be, but thankfully, with the way that the Grizzlies have drafted, with Vince Williams specifically, it's become less of that. GG, Vince, different players, but you get what I mean. Like, Vince kind of already showed you, he comes in last night, you know, and gives you that energy, gives you that defensive ability. Different in a way than Marcus Smart, but I mean, kind of would do the same things you would ask Marcus Smart to do. Less playoff experience, obviously, but I just think you're fine either way. It's like,
exactly.
You know, that is the luxury of it. It's like, if you can find a suitor, if you can tango with somebody for Marcus Smart, fantastic. Like, that'd be, you know, if you can't and you have to roll with him, you know, even if he's not playing well, you have other options. Like, he's not your starting three. He's not going to be your starting three. I think that's a disappointment. He was brought in to be that. He's not that. But, again, you balance that with, we have other great options like Jalen Wells. Like, Jalen Wells has emerged. You draft Jalen Wells. I should have mentioned him probably before I mentioned Vince Williams. You know, so you didn't expect Jalen Wells to be maybe as good as he's been as quickly as he's shown that he is. But you got that now. And so you're not going to rely on Marcus Smart, which that's the best news of all for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, thing for Jalen Wells is, as Drew pointed out, the shooting is going to be there with him compared to Smart. And that may be where he ultimately ends up beating him out. Again, assuming we get past 2 o'clock and Marcus Smart has not been dealt, Jalen Wells may very well play himself to where he is the best fit, not just starting the playoffs, but in them because of the shot. And Vince Williams has got to show that, too, on a regular basis. We saw a little bit of it last year, but we haven't seen, you know, a large enough sample size of that. So that's what Jalen could still be both of those guys out, assuming that Marcus is still a part of this because of the shot. And we've seen him now get experience all regular season long, realize just said it's a step up next level in playoffs, and it is. But we've seen him all year long go against, have to get the toughest assignment on defense. So it's like you said, you feel a lot better about the situation. There's no sense of desperation. You know, oh, we have to have Marcus because you don't have a defender there. No, that's not the case. You've got something, and there seems to be no sense of desperation to get off of it either because from a money standpoint, you're still fine with the one more year.
Yeah, the only report that I've seen that's like solid about it was from Ian Beckley of SNY.TV, who said that several teams have talked to the Grizzlies about deals involving Marcus Smart. Those talks will likely continue to Thursday. Smart is under contract through next season at 21.5. The Grizzlies have a few financial decisions to make this offseason, among them re-signing Santi. Club would obviously want to bring him back. Jaren also eligible for that extension. that would start in 26-27. They did talk. He said they talked to Chicago about Lonzo Ball before he signed.
Yeah, that got off the table once he re-signed with them.
Yeah, 2 years, $20 million. I didn't really have a big opinion on Lonzo. Did you? It didn't feel like a need necessarily.
I don't know. Everybody seems so convinced that he's an upgrade over, you know, in terms of being able to handle the ball, I guess, over Pip Jr. and everything else. My hope is that, you know, and we said this about Tyus, and his money played into it too, but my hope is it's Ja Morant in the playoffs. Like, your backup point guard's not going to matter as much nearly as it does in the regular season. And let's be real, we've seen Bane step into the playmaker role, and assuming Kennard's going to be here, we've got every reason to assume that, you've seen him step up, challenge now after nearly dealing him, and be a better playmaker. So my point is, you've even got secondary playmakers. Mm-hmm. So if you're depending on Lonzo Ball in the playoffs, something's wrong. I mean, you've developed some other playmakers, and more importantly, Josh should be out there for 35, 36 minutes.
Yes, that's
comes playoff time. Right. So I ain't worried about my backup point guard once we're in these playoffs, so long as he's healthy.
Exactly. There is some news that just came across. I guess this kind of impacts the Grizzlies in a way. Clippers have made a deal. They're trading Terrence Mann and Bones Highland to the Hawks for Bogdan Bogdanovic. So I guess it's Bogdan Bogdanovic, who's having a down year. 2 years ago, this would have been a huge trade, but not as such. But I mean, he still is a good player, and you know, he brings some offense, more offense to that team. I haven't watched the Clippers super closely the last few weeks. I mean, he's certainly going to
get
give
him again here in a second, I think, if I'm not mistaken, right? On
right.
the schedule. We'll get a better feel.
Yeah.
Again, and you owe them, don't you, last time out? You lost to them. And so I wanted to say that was coming up.
Yeah, Terrence Mann only shooting 35% from three. So, you know, you bring in more offense, and you got to think, you know, he'll be motivated.
It's next Wednesday. You got Memphis out there, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's Bogdan's having a terrible year from 30%, but I don't know if he's been hurt or just disgruntled with the team. I don't know, but it feels like that's going to be a good move for the Clippers.
Clippers are an issue because it could. I mean, if you end up three, we're hope for God forbid you fall behind Houston, but if you did, I mean, Clippers could end up in that sixth spot.
Right.
You know, that's where they're at right now.
Exactly.
And if they've got Kawhi, I mean, I'm not saying, scary Clippers, but
yeah, no, I mean that is
if they have Kawhi, right? You could get knocked out in the first round matchup with Kawhi Leonard over there if he's healthy.
Completely. I mean, there's
Norman Powell's having a career year. They still got Harden over there dishing the ball left and right, even though he's going to take too many threes. That'll play into your hands, but you have to respect that. And as a first round matchup, that'd be pretty scary as far as I'm concerned. 3-6.
100%.
I mean, they beat you a while. It was 114-110. I think Harden and I know Powell played well in that one.
I mean, I'm not even going to look forward. I'm not even going to be like, you know, relaxing.
That's why I want the two.
Right. I mean, I would. I definitely want the two. No,
I
doubt
want the
about
three.
That.
I don't want any part of the Clippers or that six in the first round.
I don't want any part of the Clippers. I don't want any part of the Lakers in the first round.
They ain't gonna be able to defend if this is it. This has to be it.
No, you're right, because they don't have Anthony Davis. I mean,
I'm not as worried about them because it's precisely that Davis was the tough matchup for
us. That's a good point. I gotta reconfigure my opinion about the Lakers because they're gonna
score all day long though.
Right.
It'll be fun.
That's fine.
We should be able to put the hammer down on them.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Would you rather play in the first round the Lakers or the Timberwolves?
Man, Timberwolves might be broken. And it's still Luka LeBron. I think I'd take Timberwolves.
Man.
We've handled them this year. We own them so far. I mean, I know it's regular season, but
yeah.
And then we've got the advantage of having beaten Anthony Edwards in a playoff series before.
Right, that's true.
And so give me Minnesota.
Maybe is the difference.
Again, I tell you, I'm not scared of the Lakers as much. You know, I don't fear them in the same way I did when they still had AD and looking at that matchup as, don't want to see them again.
Right.
Nah, I wouldn't fear it this time around.
Right.
But Minnesota, yeah, I'd love to get my hands on Minnesota.
If it ended today, that's where you'd be.
That might be four or five games right there.
We got to play in, but it could be the Mavericks as well. I would not want to see the Mavericks in a first round series.
Well, they're going to be able to defend.
And they have Kyrie to score. Like,
is he gonna hold up though?
I don't know.
Cause he has to now.
I don't want
to
find out. I'd rather play the Timberwolves than the Mavs. I'd say that, even though they're the higher seed. I hope they do. I hope the Timberwolves would win that play-in and get the two seed. All right, we'll come back. Alex Sims is gonna join us on the other side. Talk to her about the season and more. Stick around, Jason and John. I'm Turner Fam. Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. The Memphis Athletic Department and 901 Women are celebrating National Girls and Women in Sports Day this week. And on Saturday, in celebration, Memphis Women's Basketball is hosting a pregame clinic for youth, grade 6 and younger, in attendance for the Memphis Women versus FAU game. It's a 2 p.m. tip at El Marone Fieldhouse. And on to talk about it with us is Memphis basketball coach Alex Simmons. She joins us now. Coach, it's the first time we've had the pleasure of having you on, so welcome.
Thank you. I'm in the middle of Chicago Airport right now on the road recruiting, so I appreciate you all.
Well, we appreciate the work because that's what they told me. We initially had you planned for in studio and hoped to see you, but they said, "Well, nope, she's got to get on the road and go recruiting." So it's all work for you, even here in the middle of your season.
Absolutely. When you see our team full of seniors, you'll see why I'm on the road right now.
Mm-hmm. Tell us and our listeners first, Coach, and we'll get to the season. But about the 901 Women Initiative and its aim, right, of supporting the women's athletic programs at Memphis.
Well, it supports athletic programs, but also, you know, on different levels. It's not just about, just giving money. It's more so about making professional development a priority, making facilities projects a priority. I think, you know, our program and Memphis in general, you know, we're on the verge of being, you know, on the top tier when you look at NCAA programs. And so it's just a resource. It's just support to just uplift our women's programs and make sure that we're competing in the top of the country.
Yeah, you know, and obviously, you know, you think back to your playing days, you were high level, right? All-American,
highest.
Two-time champ at Tennessee. But even, you know, since then, right, it must kind of blow your mind how much more covered and how much more – invested in and how much more the sport has become in terms of prominence since then, Alex.
Well, and it's not just basketball, you know, it's every other sport. When you look at soccer, when you look at volleyball, which, you know, if I'm being honest, I never thought that there would be a pro volleyball league. Now we have the Pro Volleyball Federation, the inaugural season coming up. It's just from all aspects, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, and the effect that they had on both college basketball and, you know, as they move forward in their professional careers in the WNBA. So it's just across the board in all women's sports. I think the viewership is up right now when you look at the Final Four from last year. So, you know, it's just not women's basketball. It's just across the board in all sports.
I must ask, Coach, because you played for her and you knew her. What do you think Pat Summitt would have said about what John just asked you about where the women's game is today? Women's sports, yes, but also the women's game, how it's covered, right? Because she was such a part of that fight for so long for more attention. What would she say now about where we are?
Well, I think, you know, if she saw where we are now, I think she would say, this is why I sacrificed what I sacrificed. Yep. To see this happen. This is why, you know, I did what I did. And, you know, I was an advocate for the women's game, and I was so loyal to Tennessee, was to see these types of things happen.
Talking to Alex Simmons here, Memphis women's basketball coach on the show. And then in terms of your season, obviously challenging. And so when you sort of are finding yourself in the midst of, you know, being close and trying to, you know, break through, how do you sort of navigate, you know, a season where you're not quite getting the results you want, but, you know, in terms of direction and trying to get it right back to where you believe it can be?
You know, I think, you know, every new coach going into a program, most of the time, year two and year three are always the toughest seasons for, you know, a plethora of reasons. I think ours looks a little bit different. Is obviously we have, you know, almost over a third of our players hurt. But, you know, I also think that gives opportunity for other players who may have not seen the floor as much to have to step up. And, you know, I'm a coach who my perspective is always going to be a little bit different. I can't worry about the last loss. I always have to try to find and try to do what we need to do to get the next win. So, you know, I think our players have done a great job of just continuing to adapt and conquer. And I think we're moving in the right direction as we, you know, hopefully get some players healthy.
I know it's a long answer, Coach, but just your comfort level with where we are. We talk about it with Penny. We talk about it with Ryan Silverfield. But you've got to have money these days. You've got to have NIL. Just in terms of your comfort level, where we are, where we can still get to, in terms of getting the players, you've got to get it to the level you want in these next few years. How comfortable are you with what the resources that you do have?
I think our administration has done a hell of a job of being creative and putting priority on sports, putting priority on, you know, our women's basketball team and program. So I would never say that I'm comfortable, but I'm definitely excited in the direction that we're going, because even, you know, with all the revenue sharing and NIL and things like that. We haven't quite gotten to where revenue sharing is official just yet, right. But with NIL, you know, we're competing with some of, you know, the SEC, the ACC, Big 12 schools right now in recruiting. So, you know, it's just something that we can use to elevate where our program is now.
Coach, I know you get asked about, I'm sure, your time at Tennessee all the time, and especially, you know, with you being back in Tennessee. But I must go back before then, because I think there was a good chance I was there. I'm going to test your memory, how well you recall, I believe it was your final game as a high school player at Shelbyville. You guys were in the class AAA final. You were Miss Basketball in Tennessee for the largest classification. Do you remember much about that Memphis Craigmont team that you faced in the final and that y'all put away to win, I think, your third state title in 4 years at Shelbyville?
Oh, I do. I remember, really, honestly, I remember all the Memphis teams that we used to play in high school, because those were, you know, we didn't get to see them very much until you got to the state tournament. But I remember the physicality was a little bit different. You know, just how the pace that they played in was a little bit different. Yep. And, of course, I remember beating them and winning the championship. And I believe I got hurt that game as well and had to play hurt. But, yeah, I think, you know, that just – Memphis basketball in general on every level is competitive, and being from Shelbyville, you know, you always heard about it, but you didn't really experience it until you got to the state tournament, and it was always a ball game.
I'm gonna tell you this: we hated y'all just here in West Tennessee. We hate Shelbyville. We were pulling for Craigmont. We wanted y'all to go down. It was Latoya Bullard who ended up coming back to play at Memphis, and I want to tell you, Jessica Jackson, she was their big, who you must have probably, you know, bumped shoulders with. I think she might end up going to Florida, maybe Memphis later on too. But so clinic before the game, 2 p.m. I want to make sure that folks know before FAU, you guys putting on a clinic for the youth.
Yeah, we are. I mean, it's open and it's free for, you know, all the kids to come and just be able to, you know, have some time with our players and get to know a little bit. You know, it won't be too much, but a little tidbits and things like that with basketball and skill work. But again, just something to connect for the girls to see, you know, our players and, you know, some of them possibly want to be college athletes at some point. So just to let them see somebody who's doing what they aspire to do.
Well, Coach, we know you are working and on the road recruiting, so we'll let you get back to it. Can't tell you how much we appreciate your time and continued success. We know you're building continued success to you, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thank you all.
Thank you. She is Alex Simmons, Memphis women's basketball coach. She's building. She's building. John mentioned it's probably the most challenging year of her professional career. There's no question about it. She's got just 5 wins now in this second year, and she said it, you know. Year 2 and year 3 can be challenging. Thing is, you didn't get Hagam until later on in the season getting eligible, so you haven't had a full year with her, and it has been a tough year for them. But it feels like they've got the right pick. She certainly – I mean, come on, man. She won national championships at Tennessee.
Yeah, absolutely. just part – you know, like she said, second and third year are always – now
fantastic and had Gardner Webb in the tournament and everything else, so there's no reason to believe she won't get that done. For you, I know your expectations – you'll expect it by next year.
Yeah, now let's bring George in the conversation, George. Now, you told us during the break that you are a women's basketball savant.
I did not say savant, but, you know, I appreciate the game. I enjoy watching some college ball.
I thought you were trying to say that you are a consumer nightly, basically, of the sport. Maybe I've misinterpreted that.
Not necessarily, but I try and keep up as much as I can.
Got it. Okay. Well, listen, it's happening. It's a takeover, right? It's a takeover here happening every year. With women's sports, and we love to see it. We are here for that. I'll tell you that right now. So good stuff there from Alex Simmons. We got the nice shirts here.
Memphis was very kind.
Absolutely.
Yes, to send John a
women
shirt.
Women in sports today, women in sports tomorrow, women in sports yesterday, women in sports forever. 901 Women supporting her future, obviously.
Please give that to Riley.
Well, this is a little big, but yes.
She can sleep in it.
She can sleep in it.
I mean, and it'll cover her up.
Yeah, I think it's
like a blanket.
Sure. Exactly. Like I said, you know.
Thank you, Memphis.
I love the initiative.
Appreciate Alex's time.
I love the idea and, you know.
And you can sign your youth up at GoTigersGo.com for the clinic at 2 p.m. at El Marone Field. Or it's a little before the tip-off.
Yeah.
So get there early. Get signed up.
Do not believe the Grizzlies have done anything in the meantime. I believe we are still standing pat here.
We are headed in warp speed to Marcus Smart and playoffs for Memphis Grizzlies, and John can't stand it.
Yeah, I mean, everybody...
We're going to be fine. Everybody calm down. We said this trade deadline's different.
Mm-hmm.
We're right at... We're going to feel fine. Everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Vince is back. Marcus is back.
That's right. Got Jalen Wills.
G.G. Jackson looking good.
Yeah.
LaRavia don't even have to play anymore.
No, he doesn't. And if, you know.
It's John Conchar. Y'all just had to take a seat.
Dennis Schroeder is going to end up with the Pistons. I know you were worried about that. He's going to be a Piston.
Well, he's no longer a Grizz killer, so he's no longer on my radar.
Yeah, he had some,
he fell off. Some
interesting
Once
comments.
Once he got to G-State, he fell off.
He had some interesting comments this week that we did not talk about, probably. And
I can already tell, too controversial to touch for me.
As a
By your eyes.
As a modern.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
As a modern white, I have done my part by staying out of that discussion. All right? I don't even want to bring it up.
Well, you just did.
Well, he said that the NBA is modern slavery. No. That's what he said. And then you know what? He got traded twice in 24 hours right after that.
Yeah, yeah. One thing about the NBA, they will put you out.
Mm.
Especially, you know, they did it to Craig Hodges.
So he got traded from Brooklyn
to
Golden State.
They did it to Mahmoud.
From Golden State to Utah, and from Utah to Detroit, all in the same year.
Oh, you don't like it, German brother? Deuces.
I'm going to let you take it up with him. I'm going to let you take it up with Dennis. But yeah, he's going to Detroit. Which, honestly, this year, not that bad. I mean, that's...
Well, what I would say to him, what his comparison is not fool before NIL. What are you talking about? The college, the amateurism system might be closer to slavery.
Right.
Getting over on you. Now, they tell you, well, we're paying them a scholarship. It's not slavery. That's what they would have said. But NBA, you're getting millions, you clown. It's a slap in the face to slavery. It's disrespect to history.
Yeah.
To call the NBA modern day slavery.
Right.
It truly is.
Right.
They're making millions of dollars. John, it's generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And that not only can help their families with, but help their communities, everything else. You can. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I think it just doesn't
sound like he's very smart.
He whiffed that one. I think he for sure.
But again, he's from he's German. He's Germanic.
Right. Right. Anyway.
So his understanding of American history might not be so great.
From Germany to Detroit. That's it. That's where he's headed. All right. We're going to come back, wrap this up here on Trade Deadline Day. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Real quick, as we wrap it up, get you set to hand it off to Jeffrey Wright and company. I want to tell you again, for all the girl dads that are out there listening, as part of National Girls and Women in Sports Day, the Memphis women's basketball team is hosting that clinic before their 2 p.m. tip-off against FAU on Saturday at El Marón Fieldhouse. The spots for the clinic are limited, and you can get signed up over at GoTigersGo.com. So if you've got a little one, grade 6 or younger, nice little free clinic that Memphis Women is putting on as part of National Girls and Women in Sports Day. So I want to make sure I mention that again, and a thank you to Alex Simmons, the Memphis Women's Basketball Coach, obviously, for joining us again. Before we get out of here, I've continued to refresh and refresh and refresh to see if we would have any last-minute news here before the trade deadline here, top of the hour, 2 o'clock, officially hits. And, of course, we could get some more news that trickles in after the 2 p.m. Clock strikes. But it certainly looks like, at least right now, and again, from sitting in the studio, the most I can know is continue to refresh to Michael and Drew's Twitter, their ex timelines and checking Windhorse and everything else. Looks to me like the Grizzlies are going to be keeping Marcus Smart, because I think that's kind of where we were. If anything was going to get done, and we know the reports were out there that the Grizzlies were making calls, it was going to be whether or not you could get off Marcus Smart, the $20 million contract that he's got this year. It's another 1 year left, $21 million next year. But again, as Drew Hill pointed out to his first hour, and I think this is the key, there's no urgency to do this. He's only got the one more year on the contract. You know, if Marcus Smart doesn't look good for you in the playoffs, if he can't help this team and you've certainly got some other options, you can move off of him next year. And I think, when you balance those two things out, the fact that there's really no risk here of keeping him, there's no penalty for it as of this moment. And then obviously you look at the fact that you haven't seen him in the playoffs, and these players, while playing well, Jalen Wills, George, obviously Vince Williams look good coming back. You've got GG. They don't have the playoff experience. So why not have all – here's where I'm at.
Why not have all the options, especially for a team that right now on paper is looking pretty darn good as it gets as healthy as it's been all season?
There's no real reason not to leave as many of your in-house options there and available
as
possible.
Don't need to take a bad deal and exactly leave the plentiful options appears you have there.
And my big thing with the players that they have in there, while they might not be as experienced when it comes to playoff basketball and very experienced in the league itself in general, what are they doing with Jalen Wells almost every single night? They're giving him the toughest assignment, letting him just face guard any opposing team's best player on the court at any time.
It's been shocking how well he stood up through that, too.
And he's been phenomenal. One thing that I do kind of want to get a little bit of your take on here that I'm noticing because I'm refreshing my feed as well, trying to keep up.
Just make sure we haven't missed anything over the last 7 minutes.
From Evan Sidery, Forbes NBA reporter, according to Bob Myers up on the ESPN, we don't have any audio for that, the Grizzlies attempted to trade for Kevin Durant, but KD declined the trade. Seeing as I think he has some sort of trade protection, but it does feel like Durant could be on the move from Phoenix after this season.
Wow.
And I guess this is the second decline of a trade in the last 48 hours.
Interesting. Apparently Phoenix was asking for a fortune for Durant because backed into the corner knowing they can't get off of Bradley Beal, and that's part of why things had stood pat to this point. I wonder what that package would have been with them obviously commanding a fortune.
Yeah.
What that package for KD would have looked like. Yeah.
I would have had
obviously
to
it's more than a hell of a lot more than just Marcus Smart, like we've talked about today for most of the show, just getting off of his contract. You know, you're giving up some. Anyway, how many of your young guys, because clearly I would think Phoenix would want some of that. You ain't in the business of being generous in the way that Nico was getting scalped here. How many would they have wanted here? I would think a ton.
Yeah, I would have to guess.
Young player. You're going to get the salary there, but my guess is they're going to want real assets.
Yeah.
Not just Conchar and Marcus Smart and, you know, what I'm saying. They're going to want a young player, whether that's a GG or one of the guys that you like a lot, to go with some picks, my guess.
I would guess the same thing, and that's kind of surprising that Memphis would even bring that to the table.
Dude, I love the kicking the tires on it or making the calls on it just in the sense that, man, this thing is wide open. There's no need to feel like, man, you can't go make the run right now.
Yeah.
Again, looking at, sure, OKC's playing well, but you don't fear them because they have proven nothing in terms of playoff success overall and everything else. And so I like the fact that they're willing to, you know, if it was there, try to make a big move and sort of cash in and go for this thing.
Oh.
You got some?
We do have something because I put on notifications from Shams because, you know, today's the day for that. The Memphis Grizzlies are trading Marcus Smart and a 2025 first-round pick to the Wizards.
There it is.
In a multi-team trade that sends two second-round picks to Memphis. Memphis creating roster flexibility.
That's it.
The move.
So they got the money in. They got the money move.
Yep. We'll see if that, you know, if there's any secondary move to that, but it sounds like Marcus Smart will be on the move.
All right. So
in the last 5 minutes here.
So our man John gets his way. I mean, again, from what we'd seen of Marcus, there was no real excitement about what he might give you in the playoffs. And clearly, what's clear is the Grizzlies feel good about what they've got in that position. Now, you weren't, you know, again, when you're coming back from last year and it's Vince Williams Jr., that's one thing. But I think it's what George touched on. You feel really good, too, about where the rookie is, what Jalen Wells has given you, the fact that he's still shooting 38% this season, remarkably consistent for a guy that's been, again, pushed at the other team's best offensive player a lot of nights, you know, and told to shut him down. And so clearly they are confident with what they've got that they're ready to clearly say the Marcus Smart trade was a bust for us. It was unsuccessful. Ready to move on. I don't think that's not an unsmart thing to do at this point, especially if you feel like you've got your guys there. They got the options, George.
Absolutely.
Just wasn't completely necessary. Now, clearly you like your flexibility and your money situation better, but could that have been done later? Young guys, Jalen Wells, Vince Williams Jr., no reason to believe that the Grizzlies can't be successful at that spot come playoff time. Most of it's going to rely, basically, let's be real, on the play of your big three once you get there as it is. So that's the show. We'll get you ready for Jeffrey Wright and Company. Again, thank you to our guests, Drew Hill, Alex Simmons. For John, for George, I'm Jason. We're gone.
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.